Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.
42% of men have fallen asleep doing this. What is it? It's getting a haircut.
Say what?
And I won't lie that it's happened to me, because specifically, not if you go to a barber.
Yeah, you were going to this bougie places to cut your hair then.
Gotta go to the bougie place where they give you a head massage first, and they wash your hair and they massage your head, and then you're in such a dazed state, and then they sit you down, and then this lovely lady starts to cut, and then she speaks softly while she's cutting, but now you're relaxed, and you start to slip your words.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, I've seen men, and the women that do the head massages say, yeah, I fall asleep, it's fine. I don't mind. I have men that snore here.
Yeah. I was just about to say it next year.
And the great thing about that is when you wake up, you look like a completely different person, and you think, oh, that sleep did me well. Where's the most unexpected place that you've fallen asleep? You look a bit annoyed. Is there something? Is there something that has Ricky done something?
Bless his soul, and I love him to bits. But Francois Boysen.
That's not you. It's not you. That's not me.
Francois Boysen has this habit of falling asleep on the couch every single time we start watching something new or something that we van vooraf besluited, okay, ons gaan nou hierdie kyk. How do you even watch anything with someone that is going to fall asleep every single time?
Falling asleep while watching a movie with a partner can actually be a good thing, success.
Ow.
It often signifies deep comfort, trust and security within the relationship.
Ek dink Suarez net moeg. He's just tired.
Wat van my? Is dit wat jy bedoel?
He trusts you.
He's van my, Rick.
He's in love with you. Don't listen to Ricky. Don't listen to him. Waar is die vreemdste plek waar jy aan die slaap geraak het?
Guy, ek gaan simpel doen. Ek is 'n man met 'n baie high pain threshold en 'n min slaap. Maar 'n tandartsstoel, dentist chair, I seem to fall asleep every time they work on my mouth. Yeah, you know, one day I was working on my mouth and I had an abscess and they didn't want to remove a tooth and I insisted and he kept on working, took it out, and about a half an hour later they woke me up and said to me, I can go home because it's been done half an hour ago already. So,
Johan, you know, I was saying to Ricky, the interesting thing about this with the dentist is that I try very hard to go into a meditational state because I am scared. So I tell myself, just stay calm, just relax. And then I also find myself falling, kind of wanting to fall asleep. But do you make that as a determination? Do you actively try and fall asleep? Or is it just something that you're just relaxed in that chair?
My wife's been cutting my hair for 35 years. I fall asleep easily. I'm a guy that 3.5 hours sleep a night is enough for me. I'm a very bad sleeper. I go to a dentist. I don't fear much. And I tell myself that even if I hurt me, I will be able to hurt him back. So I sit in the chair. No, there's no specific plan to do it.
Johan, you're my hero, man. To be able to unspun to this sound.
It's actually very comforting, you know, when they drain your mouth and you sit there and they're working. You know, this guy can do nothing, but, you know.
I better stop playing this because you're going to fall asleep on the phone, you're right. Lekker nog verder van jou, man. Dankie. Where's the most unexpected place that you've fallen asleep if you're a tour guide?
As a tour guide, it was probably in the back of a center trailer key.
Okay.
I was waiting for my guests and, they were taking their time. We weren't in a hurry. I slept very badly the night before, so I kind of dozed off. And that's one of the things that I don't have a problem falling asleep. Mm. Let's put it that way. Okay. I'm the worst passenger. If you want me to help you stay awake, don't ask me. And if those wheels start turning, I fall asleep.
Tell me, what happened in London?
We went out, you know, as travelers do. We went out for the evening, pub hopping, and took the bus, dozed off, and woke up in the depot.
No.
The bus driver didn't wake me up, and I had then to take a taxi because that was the last bus home.
You know, that's the one thing about those buses that I remember They don't feel, they feel nothing for you, hey? Those drivers, they're like, oh, it's your problem. You're asleep. Mm. Not my problem, mate. You fell asleep on a bus. Not my problem to wake you up.
Exactly. Exactly. You even sound like the guy. Are you sure it wasn't you?
Well, you do sound really familiar, Sarita, I must say.
Yeah. Tell me what I like. Wake up. The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. 6 to 9. Smile 90.4 FM.